Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Sounds a little like Christmas. For good reason, we're rejoicing over the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And this good little radio program is to help us to get to know God, or to know Him better through His Son, Jesus Christ. The only way to know God is to come to Him through Jesus. And that's the message of the gospel, as well as of We Kids. Donna June, looking forward to marching in our wonderful We Kids March. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Josiah. You kids be ready. Emily and Bethany, nice to have you listening. Hello, Ruthie. Hello, Julie. Hello, Heidi. You have been waiting so patiently for your names. There they are. Monty and Emily, it's good to have you listening. Hello, Sheena. Hello, Brooklyn. Anna and Rachel, hello to you. Ronnie and Benjamin, hi, guys. Good to have you along. Leah, David, and Miranda, howdy to you. Candace, it's good to have you along. Martha, hello to you. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, when Jesus was born, and that's what we're celebrating during this Christmas season, God was pleased. He sent angels to announce this good news, and later, wise men came to worship the child. Be listening for more about this during Bible time coming up in just a few minutes. This is We Kids!
Let's rejoice! God is with us! Emmanuel has come!
Music to help us get started with We Kids here. You know why I say that? Because God sent a multitude of the heavenly host, a multitude, many, many angels, to praise God. In Luke chapter 2, after Jesus Christ was born, this great heavenly host appeared and said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased." Youngster, the birth of Jesus Christ is the most important thing about Christmas. And yes, I know the Christmas tree is beautiful. Yes, I know the food is delicious. Sometimes you get too much of the Christmas goodies, eh? The lights are nice. The decorations are delightful. The presents are wonderful. But remember, the one present that's most important is the present that God gave to us that first Christmas day when He gave us Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, that's good news. And what about the wise men who came to see Jesus? We talk about that next. About those wise men? Well, let's find out now, based on Matthew chapter 2, the wise men come to see Jesus. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is he who was born the king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east. We came to worship him." When King Herod heard about this new king of the Jews, he was troubled, and all the people in Jerusalem were worried too. Then Herod had a secret meeting with the wise men from the east. He learned from them the exact time they first saw the star. Then Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem. He said to them, "Go and look carefully to find the child. When you find him, come tell me. Then I can go and worship him too." The wise men heard the king and then left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east. It went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. When the wise men saw the star, they were filled with joy. They went to the house where the child was and saw him with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped the child. They opened the gifts they brought for him. They gave him treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own country by a different way. Youngster, do you think that Herod really wanted to worship the new king? I don't think so. Here's a good verse to remember, Matthew 2:11. "And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh."
Yeah. captain, I'll always be safe and sure in his hand on the land and sea. Somehow I know, even when the winds blow, he's always there caring for me.
And it wasn't just the wise men of years ago who sought Jesus. Wise people, wise children today seek to know Jesus Christ because he is, just as he said, the way, the truth, and the life. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now, time for our wonderful We Kids March. Do we have some wannabe marchers or what? Joshua, I'm picking you to lead Josiah and Rachel in this happy household. Good Christmas. Donna June, I'm making you march leader ahead of Stevie and Josiah. Are you ready for this? Can you handle leading your two brothers? I think so. Tabitha, you get to be march leader ahead of Alethea. And Ruthie, you've been waiting, haven't you? You're march leader in this household ahead of Julie and Heidi. And Emily, you sweet kid, you're march leader ahead of Monty. And just one more. Eric, I'm making you march leader ahead of Stephen. And Mama, Papa, please help me out with this thing, won't you? To keep peace in the family, if I have not picked a march leader yet, will you do that for me, please? Thank you very much. We have some rules to this thing. First of all, no trombone goofing off. Oh, brother. Rule 1A, feet in time with the music. Number 2, knees up high. Ryan, it is a march. Robin, it is a march. Please don't run through the house during this thing. Number 3, if you're a big marcher, especially papa-sized marcher, please watch out for the little people. And number 4, oh my goodness, watch out for the trombone players during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Wow, look at all these happy kids. Hello, Emily. Hello, Bethany. Here comes Timothy. Kaylee, good marching, you sweet kid. Hello there, Daniel. Here comes little Lauren. Sarah's marching through. Hello, Brittany. Amy's in on this thing, too. Hello, Martha. Candace, good marching, dear. Daniel and Anna and Nathan. Oh, these kids are good marchers. Not quite so high on the knees now, Danielle. Listen to the music. March softly when the music is playing softly. Thank you, band members. The trombone players are cooperating today. For the most part. Here comes Mark. And Katie. And Michael. And Christine. And little old Matthew bringing up the rear. Mama, will you help with him, please? Thank you very much. Ronnie comes marching through, and Benjamin comes marching around the 7th time. Knees up high for our wonderful Wee Kids March. Hello, Jessica. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Jimmy and John and Susanna and Deborah. What a marvelous mob in this household during our wonderful Wee Kids March. Jedediah comes marching through. Hello, Elise. Hi there, Emily. Yes, I see you, sweet kid. Here comes Amber. And Stacy and Jesse come marching through. Is this a race or what? No, it's not a race. Stace. Yes, you're both doing fine. Hello, Jordy. Hello, Noah. Here comes Marco. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Stick with it now. Ashland comes marching through. Caleb, I like your biblical name, you sweet kid. Here comes Andy. And Lauren coming around again. Hello, Amy. Hello, Andrew. The other Andrew over here. Kaylee, good marching. Timothy, stick with it all the way to the end now. Hello, Carl. Hello, Billy. Hello, Tony. Hello, Angela. Good marching, you sweet kids. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. Oh, you kids are great marchers. You may be seated. That's what you call audience participation at its best. Mr. Nick here with Wee Kids. Youngster, I love you in the Lord. Being born again means coming to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, confessing your sin, and receiving that wonderful gift of new life and heart cleansing that's been bought for you, paid for by Jesus Christ, who died in your place and my place on the cross of Calvary. If you haven't been born again, you need to be born again to know God. The message of the gospel and the message of Wee Kids.
How I wish that I could have been there when the shepherds and the angels came to worship Him. What a joyful night it was in Bethlehem. How I wish that I could have been there. That I could have heard His cry.
Jeremy. Good singing. Thank you so much. And of course, the reason why you've been to the place where Jesus Christ was born, at least been there in your heart, is because you know the story of the Bible. This is Mr. Nick with We Kids, helping you to rejoice in the Lord. And you know, it was 700 years before the coming of Christ that the prophet Isaiah called Jesus Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. By the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he wrote that Jesus Christ was coming. Jesus Christ, the God baby. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. And just as was prophesied, Jesus Christ was born. And that's what we're celebrating during this Christmas season. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. I've enjoyed having you kids of the radio neighborhood gathered around like this. And that good verse to remember from today's Bible time, remember the wise men? Matthew 2:11 says, "And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh." Have you, youngster, given a gift to Jesus Christ? The best gift of all you can give to him is the gift of yourself. I hope, I pray that you've done that and received his marvelous heart cleansing, washing your heart cleaner than clean by his own blood that was shed for you and me on the cross of Calvary. Oh, what a wonderful proof of his great, great love for us. Well, I've been looking at this strange exit vehicle. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this before. It's got Christmas ornaments on it, and, well, I wonder if I should try this thing on for a size. Let me see if I can get in this. I better put on my helmet here. Strap her up. Safety first, you know. Now, how do we make this thing go? Ooh, it's moving. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you, too.